Enrollment at the University of Alaska Fairbanks is expected to top 5,000 in the fall. That's almost a 20% increase of the record-setting enrollment for the fall semester of 1981. But why are so many students coming to UAF this year? I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Dr. Harris Shelton, Dean of Students, sees a number of reasons for the expected influx this fall.
We are seeing the result of a number of efforts on a lot of fronts, one being an excellent in-state recruiting effort that's been improving yearly, and I think that's made easier for the recruiting people by the fact that we have a good product to offer students and a comfortable, good learning environment here, a lot more acceptance by high school teachers and counselors as far as the selection of programs that are offered here and the quality of instruction. So within the state, we've recruited and we have a good university.
Alaskans throughout the state are seeing and responding to both the improved recruiting program and the overall improvements in the university. Admissions counselor Sally Taylor is the university's chief recruiter. Over the years, she has noticed a pronounced change in the reaction to the University of Alaska Fairbanks by Alaskan students, high school counselors, and parents. No longer are Alaskans believing that they have to go to the lower 48 to get a quality education.
I can't give you statistics on what percentage there still goes south, but we have a tremendous increase in the percentage that are coming north. One school, for example, and I won't give the name, but one school which traditionally had maybe one or two students a year come here, this fall will be having at least 15 of their graduating seniors attend UAF. That school will have approximately 50 students that have graduated from that high school that are full-time students here this fall.
The greater acceptance is coming from all parts of the state and from all segments of society. According to Shelton, the enrollment of Alaskan natives has doubled in recent years, and the best Alaskan students are looking to Fairbanks for their education.
There's an interesting thing that is happening this year. It happened to a smaller degree last year, but we are beginning to keep in our state a larger percentage of the outstanding students. I'm really happy as I look over their college entrance exams to see that we have such a large increase in the number of students who have ACT composites that are in the 99th percentile in the nation.
Not only is the university doing a better job of recruiting students, but UAF has improved its retention rate of students. Today, more than 80% of the non-graduating students are returning for another year of school.
Our retention effort, going back to a primary goal of Chancellor Cutler about 3 or 4 years ago, that goal was to retain our students, especially the good students, and to stop the trend that we had watched for years of large freshman class, smaller sophomore class, smaller yet junior class, and nearly a non-existent senior class. It was a rare student who went through all 4 years here. We have turned that around. A real good indicator of that is the residence halls, where each year in March we ask students to sign up and tell us if they're going to return or not return. I think our previous high was 650 approximately students who said they would come back to the university in housing, which is about 50%. And this year we had almost 900 to start. We've never seen anything quite like it. In other words, our retention is excellent. And that is certainly a statement attesting to the quality of the faculty and the fact that I think this university does a darn good job.
The university's reputation is creating a demand among Alaskans for education at home. But the critical campus housing shortage may force students to look elsewhere.
My prediction is that as we have to write and tell students that housing is totally booked and we have a very, very long waiting list, that we will have students who immediately after receiving that kind of letter start looking elsewhere. And that's really unfortunate. Our students should be able to attend school in the state if they want to. And as I said earlier, we just have a tremendously larger number of students wanting to stay in state than we've ever had before.
Sally Taylor is an admissions counselor at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. Dr. Harris Shelton is the Dean of Students. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.